Chad Beckham here. Got another experiment. I got a piece of persimmon. It was cut 2 days ago. And I split it out and roughed it out into a bow form stave that's barely flexing. I got it on my form clamp, back set about 2 inches. But the reason I'm doing this is I want to see if I can force dry persimmon. I didn't learn not to take other people's word for, oh, this is absolute law. But I found out, maybe not. You know, we did a lot of things that were said by many people that couldn't be done. That, you know, if it fails, it fails. I learned something either way. But I got a little quickie set up over here. I got my bow up about 40 inches. I'm gonna have a bed of charcoal, light it, let it burn down a little bit, drape a tarp over it. And I'm not trying to fire harden this wood. I'm just trying to dry it. And then I'll fire harden it. But I wanna dry it first without any checks, just to see if it can be done. I've seen a lot of things online where people said, oh no, you can't do persimmon that way. Well, they said the same thing about hickory. They said the same thing about white oak. I force dried a piece of sweet gum the other day. No cracks. It's just a technique that you use. And, you know, how you apply those techniques to the wood. So, yeah, taking other people's word as fact, I didn't learn not to do that. But let's get on our experiment. I'll show you my setup. Okay, it's been a while back, but me and Keith did a video called The 12-Hour Bow. We cut a green tree down, and in 12 hours I was shooting. Had back flex, shot really fast. Go check the video out. 12-hour bow from green tree to a finished bow in 12 hours. But we used a method kind of like this to dry the wood. Now, I'm not trying to make a bow in 12 hours today. I'm just gonna dry it. I wanna see, this is a different species of wood. So I wanna see if I can force dry it, fast dry it, without any checks or cracks or things like that. So, really, there it is. Hanging up over the bed of coals. I'm just gonna light them, let it burn down as long as it takes. And I'll check the moisture now, and we'll check the moisture after. And if successful, if everything goes good, I will fire harden this over the same pit later. But I got a couple more bows I'm working on, and I want to get them done, but I wanted to see if I could force dry this piece of wood while I had a green piece of wood. Believe it or not, the insurance company come out to my house and said, that tree must go. And it was a persimmon tree leaning over my roof, and it is hurricane season. So really hot out here, a lot of humidity. But let's see if this little smoky oven and cured the wetness out of my wood without giving the wood any kind of problems. Now I got it clamped down on the form, and that's to keep it from twisting. It had a little twist in it already, but nothing major. Got 16 pounds of charcoal. Later I will, just maybe some hardwood and stuff once this gets going. Let's check the moisture. Okay, hope you can see this. I just got a reading of about 22. Oh, this fell out. Okay. Yep, I got 22. I don't know if you can see that, but I have to, it's in the sun, it's hard to see, but 22%, so it's dried out a good deal since I thinned it down. And I just thinned it down last night and let it sit on this form overnight. So it dried some. this makeshift thing together, but it's pretty sturdy. I think if the wind got up or something, it wouldn't be a problem. I light my coals, let them ash over, spread them out, and I got it way up too high to fire harden, so we, you know, it's all about drying. So let's try it. I'm in this to find out myself, mainly, but I might as well film and share it with you, so here we are. Let that soak in a second. You know, I done learned to quit taking people's advice. I'm not talking about anybody in particular, but I know a lot of people just regurgitate what they heard. I guess we've all done it to a certain extent. And, yeah, this is primitive bow Mythbusters, I guess is what this is. There's a lot of dogma, a lot of myth out there about archery. And, wow, it seems really hard to get anybody to think outside the box of what's been written and what's been told over and over and over and over. So, yeah, find out yourself. Best way to do it. I'm retired now, and for years I had a head full of stuff I wanted to do as far as bow and arrows and primitive skills, and now I'm able to do it, so expect videos coming on a regular basis now. I do it because I enjoy it, and I learn myself by experimenting. So, that's the way it is. I'm killing some time right now waiting on the bow to dry. Starting napping a few points. This is some of our local Briar Creek or Middle Savannah River chert agate. This is pinkish, been heat treated. This is unheat treated, non-heat treated. And it's more like an agate. It may be Savannah River agate. That piece has been heat treated but not chipped. It's still got the patina on it from being heated. Briar Creek can get red, it can get brown, it can get blue. I've seen a bone white, and this one is unheated. You see the banding in it. It's just our local stuff, and I've been over there playing around with chipping a few bird points while I'm waiting on my fire.
Yeah, this stuff is really nice, really beautiful stuff. Kind of a Cahokia Mound 72, my version anyway. But this is unheated Savannah River agate, Briar Creek chert. It's all found there in the same area.
Stave still in the smoking pit, so it's been in there, I guess, about 3 hours. I'll just pull it out later tonight. There's still a good bit of heat in there. I'm just gonna let everything die down and pull it out. We'll see. We'll go from there. I know it dried a lot. Most of the clamps fell off. They got really loose. It just fell on the ground. I see no cracks, no problems. back it. You should be able to see it. I'll zoom in so you can see it. I got 6% right there. 6%. Persimmon tree was living 2 days ago, and now I got it dried down to 6%. I could go ahead and file harden this if I wanted to, but I didn't intend on doing that today. I just wanted to, clamps are just falling off. I didn't plan on file hardening this today. I just wanted to see if I could dry this persimmon down, you know, force dry it, fast dry it without any problems. But I will go ahead and file harden it later, maybe tomorrow or something. I wasn't concerned with that today. I was just really concerned with, could I fast dry persimmon? Could I force dry persimmon? The more I see of this and the things I've read in the past, Does it add up? Let me see if I can get this. You see it? 6. I have no checks, no cracks, nothing. A few hours over the fire, I had it up about 37 inches above the fire. And what I was really wanting to do is to see if I could dry it down to 10% at least, you know, without any checks or cracks or anything. A lot of people make bows at 10%, which I don't like to, but especially our white boys, I like to drive them on down. I just don't understand. Wow. I mean, let's dry wood for 25 years, and maybe there's some species out there that really have problems with drying, you know, fast drying, but these white woods don't. I mean, you can zap them down in a matter of hours. If I would have done this early this morning, I could have refired the fire and got it hot again and dropped it on down and fire hardened the belly, and right now this thing would have been ready to tiller. And I split this out of the wet tree yesterday, and the tree guys come to my house and cut the tree down. It was leaning over my house. It was a persimmon. And they cut it down day before yesterday. It laid on the ground in log form with the bark on it overnight. I went back yesterday and I split it. And I come home and I roughed out this little depot stake. It's about 63 inches, maybe an inch and a quarter, inch and a half wide. But all that's in, you know, that doesn't matter. What matters is that I force dried this piece of wood without any kind of problems. Yeah, crazy. I could have left it on the fire a little while longer, but there was no need. I got to where I wanted to be. File hardened Mythbusters. There we go. Dried this thing down in a few hours to 6% on the belly, 10% on the back. Really didn't hard dry it. It was up 37 inches above the coals, and I had a thin layer of coals out. I put 16 pounds of coals, but that's stretched out for 7 feet and about 16 inches wide. So, yeah. And I kind of let the coals even out with, you know, ash out evenly before I put the bow on there. And I took it off. There was still heat on the coals, so I could have left this thing. But complete success. By hard Mythbusters. Strikes again. Okay, I did a little research on some of the boat forums, and you know, I see stuff like, yeah, persimmon's good bow wood. The next guy's saying, oh, it's terrible. The next guy's saying, oh, if you split it, you had better leave the bark on it. Coat the ends, leave the bark on it. And another guy was saying, put a suit on it with a tie, you know, until it's dry, like 25 years. I'm exaggerating. But anyway, man, I am completely sure that the Aboriginal people of the southeastern United States made a bow when they wanted to make a bow. Green Living Tree 2 days ago, not hickory, persimmon. Now it's down to 10%, 6%. Now I'm gonna fire harden it next. Please like and subscribe to my channel and share my videos. And if you want to know more about the fire hardened bow technique, go to Shannon Outdoors and check out the art and science of the fire hardened white wood bow. So, our next step. Thank you. See you later.